current activities actually will sort of start on Monday, August the 30th, with 4-H Achievement Day. I understand that that is 9:30 to 10:30. However, if you are a Grundy County 4-H member, you might want to cross-check with your club or with April down at the Extension office. Make sure my information is correct. 4-H is a wonderful program. Achievement Day is limited to the projects that the individual is enrolled in this year. That is a significant difference between 4-H Achievement Day and the North Central Missouri Fair. On Tuesday, the 31st, between 8:30 and 5, the Rock Barn will see exhibits from anyone who wishes to bring something in. If we do not have a category in our catalog, we will be more than happy to create a category for your items. I'd like to take just a moment and extend some special thanks to folks who have for a number of years been providing extra sponsorship out in the Rock Barn. That would include Morse Construction and Woodworking. They do sponsor a woodworking category in both the adult and youth division. Prizes are based on the complexity of the project, the quality of the project. No kits, please. But we've been seeing some excellent youth woodworking the last couple of years, but I would stress that this is a category that is open to both youth and adult. Loretta Ray is an avid canner. She has, I believe this is the fourth year, created a category in the youth division for youth canning. The individual bringing in the most canned goods will receive a $20 prize. The Bessie Chamber Award is probably the item that has been in longest standing in the Rock Barn. Lucille Fletcher has been our contact for any number of years. Lucille did regrettably pass away earlier this year, but we sincerely appreciate her family because they have elected to continue with the Bessie Chamber Award. However, they are asking for a slightly different twist this year. They are looking for new exhibitors, and the Bessie Chamber Awards will therefore be given to new exhibitors for the categories that are food related. So again, you're dealing with canned goods, baked goods, anything along those lines would be eligible for the Bessie Chamber Award.